Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my house over here on the Oakland side of San Francisco Bay. Normally in the studios in North Beach in downtown San Francisco, where Scott is sitting. He is the captain of the controls tonight. It's these quarantine times that we are in, but we are here bringing the show to you, the only nationally syndicated radio show on just video games, 1 hour per week. We're doing this show almost 20 years now, and it's great to hear from the gamers out there because I am one of you. I make American parts for the American person. Little Tommy boy there. No, I am. I'm a gamer. I don't design games. I wouldn't even know how to. I'm just a gamer like you, and I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? We'll play it. So what's good? What's good, y'all? Let's talk about it at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, dial me up. Hardcore gamers, neophytes, everybody in between. No such thing as a stupid question. Oh, there are dumb questions, but no such thing as a stupid question. Come on in, 1-800-878-PLAY, play at 7529. We talk about what's new, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, what's overhyped, what's underhyped, what have you been playing this weekend. Obviously, we are in the next-gen phase. Talk about that. Last few weeks I've been having a interview each and every week. Today there's no interview, so the lines are open throughout the show. Feel free to chime in as you see fit. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll let you know what is new this week, and I'll let you know also the cheat code. Send those to request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like digging into older games. But also you can listen to us on SiriusXM on channel 211. That is the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius through sportsbyline.com as we stream along. In fact, use the email address to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, as I always do. Brand new game, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, you can listen to us on sbnationlive.com, that website, as we go through SB Nation, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and your cable provider, 35 million homes, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back in the Video Game Review.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
That you can hear from the music there. We got a little video game chit chat going on. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets and 177 countries. Whatever military you're with, you're doing a great job. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, what have you. So, have you been able to procure yourself a PS5 or an Xbox Series X just yet? Have you been able to get her done, Larry the Cable Guy? Well, let me tell you a little story here about me trying to get one, because I was not able to get in on the pre-order, which was hard enough to do as it was. And there was a second phase, and I wasn't able to get on that either. So, a couple days ago, I heard, because I was looking around, what's going on. A couple days ago, they said at noon Pacific, 3 on the East Coast, Walmart was going to make another group of PS5s available, but only at Walmart.com. Now, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I think there's a Walmart in Northern California somewhere, but we just don't have them. We have like Targets. Say, Rick, it's not the same. I know it's not the same thing, but we don't have Walmarts. But whatever. If they're shipping it to me, who the hell cares, right? So my sports talk show gets over right at noon. As soon as it signed off, I already had Walmart.com. I had the PS5, and it said sold out. So right at noon, I click. Click, still says not available, not available, not available, not available. Then it says PS5, $499. Now, that's the one I want. I don't want the digital version. I want the one you can put a disc in. And I've seen GameStop. I think it was Kohl's or Lowe's or whatever. What's the hardware store? I think it's Kohl's. They said, oh, we have one that but it's bundled with Spider-Man. I don't want the Spider-Man game. I don't play superhero games. That's fine if you do, but then GameStop's like, well, this is bundled with a camera. Like, why in the hell would I ever need a camera pointed at my own face? And so, this is $850. I just want one for $500. That's enough, right? That's already an obscene amount of money, but it's worth every penny. So I'm going to spend it. So there it is. Add to cart. I do. I add it to cart. And then, boom. Screen pops up. You know, for like elevator music. Like, what's going on here? Like Jeopardy. Boom, boom. Bong, bong, bong. And it says, whoops, something to the effect of Wally World's closed and Walmart.com, something's wrong. Go back. I'm like, so I go back and it's still there. So I put add to cart and it says, you can't add it to cart because it's limit one and you already have one in your cart. I'm like, ah. So I put, this time I click again, pay. And it says, I click on my cart to pay. Once again, sorry. Website's down. I come back. I get one more shot at it. Click to pay. It goes to my page to pay. And right when I click to, put all the credit card information, everything, and I'm so close, I can taste it. Taste it, Jerry. I can taste it. I click, and it says, you can't buy this because this item is no longer available. Red letters, out of stock, even though it was in my cart and even though the tax was going to take it to $540 whatever bucks, and it said free delivery, whippy, but the tax like $45 whatever. I'm sorry, the item is no longer available, out of stock, even though it was in my cart. So I yelled, I know this is a family show, but I yelled screw you at this computer screen. Luckily I'm not too stupid or violent that I was going to punch the screen or headbutt it. I'm not that self-destructive. But I did yell screw you. And then I started thinking about Walmart. And then I started thinking about all the pejorative and bad things to say about how they're just a bunch of stupid hillbillies and they don't know how to run a website. So that made me feel better for about 3 seconds because it just was such a tease. Tease, Jerry. It's just... add to cart. It's in the cart. And then I thought, this happened to me in the World Cup when I was trying to buy a ticket before I went to Germany in 2006. I finally had to get some off Craigslist, and luckily they weren't fake, to see USA lose 3-0 to the Czech Republic over in Gelsenkirchen. But, it'd be like, oh, what game do you want? Website down. Now, that was frustrating as all get out, but that was the entire world on that server. The world. And that was 2006, it was 14 years ago. The internet was only about 10 years old at that point. Well, as much as I'm like, oh, Walmart sucks, they're a bunch of dummies, then I saw an article in Business Insider yesterday that one reseller snagged 3,500 PS5s and have taken it to the resale market because they designed software, a bot, to individually, in the blink of an eye, order all of them at once, even though it's limit one. And the guy was quoted as saying, hey, you snooze, you lose, man. We had to get prepped for it or else we didn't have a chance. So I don't know if I want to apologize to Walmart for calling them hillbillies. Maybe I should. That's not a nice thing to say on a national radio show. I don't want to seem like I'm superior. I just was so PO'd. But how much does that suck? What chance do you or I have of getting one of these if some schmuck has designed software to buy all of them instantaneously? And that's exactly what happened. And in this article, there was a screenshot of the Walmart page that is the exact same thing I saw. And you might be saying, Rick, I feel you because I went through the same thing. And in the retailer's defense, no matter who it is, whether it's GameStop or Walmart, whatever, Target, how do they know if they're being, I guess catfished is the wrong word, but how do they know they don't have some bot buying all of them instantaneously? All they see is they've all been added to cart and they've all been bought, and this guy's turning around trying to sell them for $1,100. It'd be a cold day in hell before I'm going to give some jackass like this $1,100 because he wrote some software. Oh, there'll be people who do it. And bully for you if you have that kind of cash. I'm not going to reward people who do this type of stuff. Now, if this guy on his own had the foresight to buy three when they were sitting around, good for him. He should make a profit. It's just greaseball beyond belief that you fleece everybody else. Am I bitter? A tad. Am I jealous? A lot. Yeah. If I could have written that software, would I have done it? That's a good question. I'm not going to sit here and say I wouldn't have done it because this guy's going to make a lot of money. But I didn't do it. So I can get on my high horse, talk about how much he sucks, and other people who do this. What chance does the average Joe have of getting a PS5? I don't know, but a PS5 in 2020 is looking less and less like it's going to happen. All right, I'm Rick Fiddle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Nice to have you with us. A little Nintendo tune there. I'm Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review, coast to coast, around the world on AFN. And last year, driving around the Autobahn, listening to American Forces, it's just a cool reminder that of all the different outlets I'm on, Sirius 211, Sports Byline, SB Nation, all those places, that being on American Forces is definitely the coolest thing. So appreciate all that you do. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game away as I do at 40 After. I'll let you know what's coming out this week as well, the new stuff, as we're getting ready to get to Black Friday. And a lot of companies make upwards of 30 to 40% of all the money they make that year on Black Friday. It's hard to believe, but that's what they say. People do fork out. The thing about Black Friday is I've seen so many different ads saying Black Friday prices have already started. Remember the Amazon days? Like only a few more days till Amazon days, twice a year. Like what is it? It's a crazy sale. Coming up in an hour, it's the vacuum that is flat and it goes around your house and it doesn't clean up crap. Maybe one piece of dust, it's useless, but you get $30 off. It's only $120. I mean, it's like, all right. But we'll try and keep our eyes on that for you if we see anything that comes up that's a huge deal. Oh, by the way, speaking of PS5s, GameStop apparently will have more PS5s on Black Friday. Each store will get two. Before, each GameStop was going to get 25 PS5s. And in the second incarnation, they were going to get 15 each. Now, two is better than nothing. But if you want to be the two people in line, and I would bet there'll probably be some backboard dealing as well, like, dude, just give me your stuff. I'll make sure I hold on to it for you. Yeah, I'll make sure. Don't worry about it. I got you. Got you, Holmes. You might as well start camping out now. You might as well. Two each. All right. I'll get over it. 1-800-878-PLAY. This week, video game maker Capcom has warned that a ransomware attack might have compromised gamers' personal information. Up to 350,000 people could be affected. Now, Capcom, I think of Bionic Commando when I think about the old days on the NES, but of course Resident Evil, Street Fighter, Monster Hunter. At first, they thought, this is about a week and a half ago, I didn't even report it because they said there's no indication customer information has been accessed. So I didn't even report it. But a couple days ago, they said, we think that maybe they did. So the ransomware, this malicious software, which typically will threaten to block a victim's access to their own records until they pay a blackmail payment. And, you know, over the years, seeing some of this ransomware, like, you know, I'll burn everything on your hard drive remotely unless you pay me. Then seeing places in Eastern Europe that throw, like, the whole town throws a party. Hey, you got over on that American company. And there's a parade. Yay, you're a dirty criminal. Yay. I know. What are you going to do? But I think just as an aside, the most evil case of ransomware I've heard so far is people working on COVID-19 vaccines that they got a ransomware threat saying, we'll burn everything you've learned so far. I mean, what type of special place in hell is there for those people? You can either laugh or frown. But right now in this case, the attackers digitally scrambled the data on Capcom's servers. And so it made it impossible for them to view it or amend it, and it actually destroyed some files outright. So the Ragnar Locker hacker group had then demanded to be paid to undo the encryption. And on Ragnar Locker's darknet webpage, the hackers didn't just post Capcom's data message, but also a very ominous message. Because you can tell they were, English was not their first language. But they wrote that Capcom, which is based in Japan, didn't, quote, make a right decision and save data from leakage. Well, apparently, they hadn't done it, and so now the V for Vendetta is back. So the fact that Capcom is openly talking about the hack suggests that the company chose not to pay cyber criminals extortion demand. And I think that's probably the right decision. That's what law enforcement always tells you to do, even though they're not the ones who are going to get screwed by it. But I can tell you for the last 2 years, police all over the world have been desperately imploring ransomware victims not to pay any hacker. That's an easy thing to say if someone doesn't have a hold of your hard drive. But we do know that ransomware has made millions of dollars from companies because a lot of times they have no option but to fork out. We will shut down your entire operation unless you pay us $10 million. Well, what's the choice? Don't pay them, go out of business. Or pay them $10 million, stay in business. It's sad, but true. So apparently Capcom has found a way through all this, I guess. I mean, there's no doubt that this has affected the reputation, and some sensitive data might be surfacing online as well. But I think if you read the disappointment in that statement from Ragnar Locker, it's kind of refreshing and rare. Capcom says, by the way, that only 9 people's personal information was definitely compromised. And he said they're all either current or former employees. But where does the 350,000 come in? Well, what they said was 350,000 customers, business partners, and other employees might also be affected. And the reason they say might, because they can't even go back and check their logs because they didn't pay and those logs got burned. So what would that information be? Well, names, addresses, birthdays, phone numbers, emails. I mean, for example, some was from Japanese customer support and some was from the American Capcom store or esports operation. So what about credit card numbers? This is what Capcom officially has said, quote, none of the at-risk data contains credit card information. Aha. All online transactions are handled by third-party service provider, and as such, Capcom does not maintain any such information internally. Capcom would once again like to reiterate its deepest apologies for any complications or concerns caused by this incident. As a company that handles digital content, it is regarding this incident with the utmost seriousness. Japanese police were called in. Also, they called in both U.S. and United Kingdom data protection watchdogs as well. Capcom says it's perfectly safe to play the games online, perfectly safe to use the websites. I'm sure some people might be a little bit wary, which is completely understandable, that they might be a little bit wary as well. But, you know, I remember first hearing about gold farmers. If you don't know the term, it's when you have video game achievements, which can get you translate into real money. They have people, especially in China, a full-time job. And I mean huge warehouses full of people who are just playing these games nonstop so they can get things so that can be sold. Like if you used to go on the old Craigslist for like an MMORPG, and somebody's like, I'm going to be selling you a 50th level paladin with armor and this and that, and time is money. It's like, well, I could get that myself if I played the game for 3 years every night, or I could pay this guy $1,700 and just get all of it right now. And so that's what you got to watch out for too. You know, a lot of companies, that's why they've tried so hard to give you free stuff and then use microtransactions. So it doesn't, you can't pass it off and put it into real money anymore. You know, as fast as people try to put up a firewall, there's just somebody just as fast that's trying to get it down. It's just like in sports, you know, whatever medicine that they're going to detect for performance enhancing, there's another one coming down the line that we don't even know about yet. So, serious thing. And as I said, you know, Capcom says everything's cool. But in a way, and I've always liked Capcom games. I always thought they were a pretty cool developer for the most part. I have my favorite developers, by the way. I like DICE. I like Valve. Those two are my top two. But I applaud them for not giving in. And did they get a hit? Oh, they got hit. They definitely got hit. But they didn't fork out, which is pretty cool. All right, when we come back, I'll give away a brand new game, tell you what's new this week on the shelves as well. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. Winningreviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out winningreviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to winningreviews.com. That's winningreviews.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
The Video Game Review.
to that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN. It's 40 after. It's time to give away the game. The game this week is called Star Renegades. It is for the PC, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and PS4. I have this one for Xbox One, developed by Massive Damage Incorporated, and published by Raw Fury Games, rated E10+. I like this mild blood, fantasy violence, mild language. Isn't blood blood? I guess they don't mean like streaming out of jugulars or heads or kneecaps. Mild blood. My question about, oh, here's the summary. Star Renegades is set during an endless interplanetary rebellion against an evil authoritarian empire. Well, there you go. If the rebellion is endless, you're not going to win. Just playing. Star Renegades. I would like to give the game away. The second correct answer at rick@sportsbyline.com. You can get it. Star Renegades, is this a game about maybe outer space? Can we still say that? Is this a game about outer space, or is this a volleyball game? Just let me know, rick@sportsbuying.com. Star Renegades from Massive Damage Incorporated and Raw Fury Games. By the way, this is just because the email is rick@sportsbuying.com. This one here from Jeremy says, Rick, didn't the United States charge Chinese companies with hacking lately? By the way, thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. Yeah, that happened, I think, in September. There were 5 Chinese men and a couple more in Malaysia that not only were hacking, but were hacking more than 100 companies as well. What they would do is that they would try to obtain in-game items by fraud or hack, and then sell for real money. So it was sort of like illegal gold farming. And that's one thing about gold farming. If you get it yourself, you're not supposed to sell it, but they were going in anyway and trying to hack. And it wasn't just the U.S. They were hacking companies in France, Japan, Singapore, South Korea as well, and Australia as well. Australia said that they were getting targeted by state-based cyber attacks as well. So right there within their own borders. All right, enough about hacking. I saw another article that I thought was interesting because over the years with this show, I've gotten video games backs. Maybe I should say video games back. Whenever something would come up where somebody would always point to the ills of society, and with no proof or evidence or research whatsoever, just say, oh, it's those darn video games. You know, why did this violent act happen? Why did somebody get out this weapon? Why do kids flunk out of school? Whatever it is, it's those darn video games, which makes no sense whatsoever. So it's just one of the more stupid things anybody could ever say. And some games obviously are rated M for mature. They're not for children. It's your fault if you give a 6-year-old Grand Theft Auto. It's just like you don't let a 6-year-old watch super horrifying, shocking, traumatic movies. No, you read them Goodnight Moon. You don't show them, you know, Kill Bill. Or you could. It's your call. But anyway, this is an article I saw from the BBC. And there was a study at Oxford, one of the great institutions of higher learning. I've actually been there. It's a beautiful place. But they say people who play video games for long periods of time tend to report feeling happier than those who don't. Now, I've never heard that one before. Because we can talk about video games are therapeutic, and that if you get out violent tendencies in a video game, then they don't have to translate into real life. And someone who wants to shoot everybody, if they do it in a game where you're shooting people, that sort of takes the place. There's all sorts of weird studies like that, which I guess it's true. I mean, if you're nuts, you're nuts, right? If you're just insane, there's nothing anybody can say, no rhyme or reason. You just got to screw loose. You're wired incorrectly. But I've never, you know, thought to myself that people can't tell the difference between reality and fantasy. You know, if shooting people in a video game translated, then we'd all be the biggest mass murderers on the face of the earth, because we've all shot 9 million people in video games and have been killed 8 million times. Unless you stink, then flip-flop those numbers. So, but whenever it came to playing video games for long periods of time, those were supposed to be the people who were tearing their hair out, their health was bad, they were so sloth-like, and they were overweight and just had bed sores. And oh, by the way, good luck getting a date. They had no interpersonal skills. And then they had problems with exactly what I was talking about, what was real and what was not real. And their whole persona was their online character. Their whole raison d'etre was the game. And I know that when I play video games for long, long periods of time, the only thing I end up getting is a headache because I'm just staring at a screen. You know, if I put in like a long session, like if I play like 3 hours, the only thing that affects me is, like I said, I'm like, I'm starving or I need a headache, something like that. I've never seen anything that said playing video games for a long time was in any way beneficial. But it was the Oxford. This isn't, you know, Contra Costa Community College out here in San Pablo, California. No offense to CCC. This is the Oxford Internet Institute. Sounds fancy, and it is. And they focused on a few Nintendo games. And it was kind of an unusual step because the developers of two of the games, Animal Crossing for Nintendo and then EA's Plants vs. Zombies, they actually shared anonymous data about how long each participant had played. And then the logs were linked to a survey in which players answered questions about their well-being. A total of 3,274 gamers took place. They were all over 18. And so the previous research, the gaming sessions were sort of based on self-reported, what they called guesstimates, which of course can be inaccurate. But once they actually got some raw data, gamers were asked about how they felt about their experiences, and Professor Andrew Przybylski, you can't be a toll booth operator with that name, Professor Andrew Przybylski said, quote, "If you play Animal Crossing for 4 hours a day, every single day, you're likely to say you feel significantly happier than someone who doesn't." That's from, that's not from Nintendo. That's from Oxford. 4 hours where I live, they'd say is a long ass time, girl. 4 hours is a long time. But he said 4 hours a day, every single day, significantly happier. Now, I don't know about my Call of Duty and Battlefield binges. But then he adds, that doesn't mean Animal Crossing by itself makes you happy. Now, you got to throw that in, I guess. But he added, 40 years of previous research suggested the longer people played, the more unhappy they got. So why is there a discrepancy? You know what I think it is? And I didn't get this. I didn't go to Oxford. They wouldn't have me, not that I applied. I went to St. Mary's College and graduated college, thank goodness, but I ain't that smart. Otherwise, I wouldn't say ain't. I think it's two things. Number one, video games are way better than ever. And number two, video games are way more interactive than ever. And while you can do campaign mode or single player mode, there's so much interaction that you can still have in video games where you're not just in a room by yourself with no interaction whatsoever. And that's why he said when you interact with characters controlled by other humans, he said it's like a digital water cooler. And he says we need to study more games and more players over more time. It would be like letting psychologists study all the playgrounds in the world. We might build a theory of bullying or learning how people build new friendships. My hope is that this fosters curiosity and collaboration and open data. So you can either say, after listening to what I just said, well, Rick just said that video games are therapeutic many times, or you can jump it and say, I'm sad, I need to play Animal Crossing 4 hours every day. Hey, who's to say that might not help? Maybe it would. Maybe it would. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. And remember, whenever there's a new game, an old game comes down the shelf. World of Warcraft PC expansion. Of course, that's an RPG DLC. The expansion is called Shadowlands. Vigor. Vigor is a PS4 action-adventure game. The eye and the vigor is a combat knife, and the cover art is a guy with a modern crossbow. Monster Truck Championship. This is a Switch racing game. By the way, I've seen a lot of the bundles of a Switch with Mario Kart for $2.99. You should jump on that. A puzzle game, Xbox One, PS4, and Switch. BFF or Die. Wow. I have something in the middle of Best Friends Forever or Die. Football Manager 2021. That's, of course, soccer. It's PC and Mac. Sports Sim. Tracks, the train set game. And it looks like wooden trains. This is a sim game on the Switch. In Celebration of Violence, this is a roguelike action RPG for the PS4. What do you think of that? In Celebration of Violence, also we get Picross S5. That's a Switch puzzle game. And two games that we were supposed to have come out, and I don't have a definite deal. They just said by the end of November. One of them is Fahrenheit Indigo Prophecy. That's an adventure game for PS4. But then Watch Dogs Legion for the Xbox was supposed to come out. The original Xbox was supposed to come out on the 10th, and we don't have it yet. So what I'm saying with that one is there's a chance. That's not a definite date on that one. All right, we will take a quick break, and we will come on back with the cheat code. Send your requests to Rick at sportsbyline.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat codes. I like looking up codes for older games. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com, and if I don't read yours on the air, I only just read one usually, I will write you back. I'm here for you all week. I realize that it's mostly sports talk on all the networks I'm on right now, which is why you're here. But, little video game, cheat codes, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Timmy, T-I-M-I. Timmy. Timmy says, Rick, thanks for another show. Why, thank you. Do you have any codes for The Hobbit on Lego for the Xbox One, especially Necromancer and Peter Jackson? I'm here for you. Why you'd want to play as a director, I don't know, but if you want to, that's there. To unlock Peter Jackson, the code is 50, letter O, J-E-U-C. Once again, 50-J-E-U-C. And if you want to be the Necromancer, the code there is N-M-3-1-2, letter O. Once again, N-M-3-1-2, letter O. And you can be the Necromancer. For me, if you want to do anything, if you want to be the master of Lake Town, that's 9NOK35. Once again, 9NOK35. There's one for you as well. Hey, thanks for writing in. RicketSportsByline.com. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Coming up next is 6 days and 23 hours of good old sports talk. I'm Rick Tittle. I'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.